Who the fuck did I marry? Who the fuck did I marry? Who the fuck? Who the fuck? Who the fuck did I marry? Who the fuck did I marry? This nigga, we gonna get a house together? Who the fuck did I marry? He gonna pay an all cash offer? Who the fuck did I marry? I'm stupid.
Let's go!
It ain't.
Hey, and welcome to another episode of
Honestly Unbothered.
It's me, your girl, Queen T, and I'm here, aka Tiana Non-Basic. I always forget to say that.
Yeah.
But aka Tiana Non-Basic, and I'm here with no other than
LG in the house.
And as you guys know, we're always in the motherfucking house. And, hey, it's February, we Tina D's daughters. And this is our mom's birthday weekend. She passed away from sickle cell complications and a brain aneurysm.
So basically, she had sickle cell and her sickle cell caused her to have a brain aneurysm.
At the age of 41. So yeah, she was cut down in her prime, y'all.
And
that's another reason you guys should be very...
Because we get this shit from Tina.
Very aware of that.
And
we
not
are.
Tina Knowles, it's Tina D.
Tina D.
Get that shit
Tina
right.
Tina D. Daughters. And our mom spelled her name different. It wasn't T-I-N-A. Our grandmother spelled her name Mama Dee Dee. She spelled her name T-Y-N-A.
T-Y-N-A. No. Yes. Tina. I was trying to get her to spell her name years ago, and yeah. She's like, T-Y-N-A! And I'm like, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. She got it. That's so funny.
Yes, mm-hmm. I named my daughter after my mother.
So we're going to need y'all to get the lace front off the top of y'all eyebrows and pay attention. So there is a new law on the books in Alabama. Okay? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Isn't it a law?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't it a law?
Mm-hmm.
It's the IVF treatments have been stalled because of this new law, right?
Because they are declaring that embryos are human beings.
In Alabama, right?
Yeah. And so if they implant a woman with an embryo and that embryo is not viable, or if they, like, you cannot, like, you know, usually when, I'm sorry, it's been acceptable over the years that if they put so many embryos in you, and those embryos they think might not be viable or it would be detrimental to the pregnancy, they were able to remove them.
This morning, outcry in Alabama. The state's largest hospital stopping all IVF procedures, fearing a lawsuit after a controversial court ruling has patients angry and confused.
My rage knows no bounds.
The University of Alabama at Birmingham announcing it's pausing all IVF treatments, saying it's saddened as it evaluates the potential that our patients and physicians could be prosecuted criminally or face punitive damages for following the standard of care.
What? Now, my thing is,
my goodness.
Why do you have to close down? I don't quite understand how this law affects
all IVF
clinics. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't understand how this Alabama law affects IVF clinics. I need more information, but most information is like more scare tactic information. Like, it's like how liberals be using black people type information to me.
What you mean? Elaborate.
You know, they say that liberals, they come up with all these policies, and they're supposed to be better for the black people, but they're really not. Like, this right here to me is
was that not a white woman
so
talking
this is
about
women.
How she had to stall her IVF treatment
because
of this new law in Alabama?
Okay, that's what I was saying. Okay, to me, what I try to put together,
IVF treatments are expensive, first of all. Yes. It's not a lot of black women come to find out, IVF treatments.
These treatments are against, like, okay, so let's say you get IVF treatment and you get 4 embryos implanted and all 4 embryos take in your womb. And you're gonna probably have quadruplets, okay? But all the quadruplets might not survive. So they're like, okay, so we're going to remove, you know, 1 or 2 of those babies.
Right. The babies, the pregnancies that are not viable.
Yes, that might not live. Yeah.
Might not make it.
Even though you got impregnated with 4 babies, mm-hmm. all 4 of them might not survive. Four of them might not have.
But they've declared those babies that didn't survive.
That wouldn't survive.
That wouldn't survive or might not, quote unquote, survive as being human beings, right?
Yes. And so
Alabama.
So if those babies are removed from the mother or if mm-hmm. those babies, I don't know. I got confused on this. Mm-hmm. I mean, I need to look up more things, but the things that I watched on you, I should have went past YouTube and did some other research.
But what's crazy
but it's like, yeah, it's like.
They're saying the doctors and the patients are currently be prosecuted.
Yeah.
For doing IVF treatments in Alabama.
And it's only if the babies are not implanted. It's only if the babies are implanted and then later removed.
Right.
And right. the baby, like, you know, in vitro fertilization only lasts for so long. Like, we still in the United States do not have the technology to hold on to these babies for long mm-hmm. periods of time. So, people decide after they get pregnant or if they don't get pregnant or they think they're never going to get pregnant, they decide to destroy the embryos that are still in cold storage.
Well, for the full story.
It's expensive because they're required to pay for the storage. Like, mm-hmm. if you go and you get in, you go and you get your eggs removed, you know, and then you get them fertilized with sperm or you get someone else's eggs removed and they're your eggs because you pay for them. And you get them fertilized with sperm. There is no telling how long those eggs, those embryos that were fertilized, the fertilized eggs can last in the frozen storage. And mm-hmm. a lot of those babies they're not able to, like, survive the womb
after they've been fertilized.
Yeah, fertilized. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so the thing is like, how are you going to punish me for getting rid of a baby that may never exist?
Okay, y'all can go find another this abortion story type on today's YouTube channel. Y'all know today's. Mm-hmm. It used to be called USA Today, but now it's called Today. And that's T-O-D-A-Y, Today.
Cool.
Yeah. You remember USA Today?
Oh, yeah.
Now it's called Today on YouTube. It's called Today. Doing worldwide. Niggerisms. No, they're doing what?
Because today is niggerisms.
What? Why would you say that?
It's actually a lot of people that think shit is niggerisms.
Instead of USA Today, or they're calling it Today on their Ebonics channel. Yeah.
Ebonics is actually... A lot of people don't realize that Ebonics is actually...
You said they shorted their name for Ebonics, though.
I said niggerisms, but...
Don't do that.
I'm saying. No, that's what I said. So I said Ebonics. Instead of niggerism, symbiotics. But a lot of people don't realize that the way black people talk is directly proportionate to who brought the slaves over back in whatever year. Mm-hmm. And who brought the slaves over here? Who was the main driver of the slave trade. Who was the main driver of slave trade?
I mean, I believe it happened in West Africa mostly, right?
No. I'm talking about who's the one who owned the boats?
Oh, who owned the boats?
After Christopher Columbus. Who is the ones who brought, who are the ones who brought black Americans to this part of the Americas?
To the, what we currently call the United States.
Who is it?
I want to say it was the British.
Yes, it was the British. And if you go and you really think about the British accent, the British culture, mm-hmm. you realize that our accents, those southern accents that we consider southern accents, are actually British accents.
Okay.
Yes. Tina realized that. No, Tina's like, no, you did. No. Oh, okay. I was trying to tell you. Okay, so your boyfriend, my daughter, who's about to be 14, has a boyfriend.
A UK person, right?
She's from the UK. She's British.
And no, Tina's like, from the UK.
No, not Tiana. Tina's like, mom. No, his mom.
Oh, yeah. His mom is from the UK. And Tina's that's why like, he has
well, his
accent,
mother sounds
right?
black. And I'm like, well.
What is sounding
I
like?
I know means. What. That's exactly.
I don't like that.
It's not sounding black. It is the British influence on the slave trade. You know, British people ran the slave trade for years, mm-hmm. for hundreds of years. And of course, their accent is going to mix in with our accent.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't realize it until you
well,
really
well, depending
pay attention.
On, like, some British people might have a twang of a New York accent. Mm-hmm. And some of them might have a twang of a Southern accent or a Midwestern type of accent.
No.
But, yeah.
That twang accent is not from the current New Yorkers. It's from the influence.
The influence, right.
Yes. Okay. It's from the influence.
Okay. Well, let's get into it. Like, also, you need to get the lace front off the top of your eyebrows and pay attention because R. Kelly, you know, y'all R. number Kelly. One hated artist of all time.
Man, y'all
the number
fucking,
one hated.
Y'all fucking fake for that shit.
The number one hated R&B artist of all
why,
time.
But why?
That is making.
Why? Because okay. a girl that he fucked.
That is getting streamed more than.
Because he married.
Aaliyah when she was 15 and he was 20
something.
He was 22. But her parents signed the contract. But anyways, or what is it called? Mm. The marriage certificate. Okay. They claim they didn't, but they did. We know they did.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. it's pretty hard. But no, there are some states back then that you could go to and get married as long as you were the age
Kentucky.
Of consent. Yeah, it was Kentucky.
Kentucky.
But
anyways.
Yeah.
R. Kelly... He recently won his appeal over avoided $4 million default judgment. It was a default judgment. So he filed an appeal because they tried to get this judgment while he was locked up.
I'm still trying to figure out this. So R. Kelly's a gangster?
I guess so, but... Anyways.
No, but like, the racketeering is a gangster charge. I still to this day have not figured out why he has been charged with racketeering.
We're going to figure
maybe
it out.
Maybe I should, like, go and look up more information.
Yeah, go look up more information on it.
But racketeering does not make sense. Is it, I'm thinking, is it because he said, like, look, we got this, what do you call it? You know that agreement. You know that agreement that Bill Cosby
non-disclosure
had.
Agreement.
We have this non-disclosure agreement.
Yeah, he made everybody sign them.
Okay.
Everybody.
So he, I don't know for a fact.
Yeah,
I don't
if
know
you
anything.
Walk up in R. Kelly's house. It's one of his concubines. I want to call them concubines or the women that he was
find it.
Associating himself with.
That's not the problem, Tina.
He made them all sign non-disclosure agreements. And
okay.
Somehow, these agreements have not been entered into court documents of his recent cases. And his...
Well, it doesn't count.
Because
it's not
pertaining to
you know
his
no.
charges.
No, you want me to tell you why? If he did a non-disclosure agreement, if he's getting into these non-disclosure agreements with somebody who's under 18, even if they're no, I'm just saying. If these
that's not the case though. They was all over 18 when they signed his agreement.
No, not all them bitches.
Yes, they was.
All the bitches R. Kelly fucking
yeah,
got over 18.
Yeah, but even if they
Aaliyah
wasn't.
Aaliyah is a prime example.
No, but her parents.
That's what I'm talking about. The parents. That's what I was.
Yeah.
Why do you not let me say that?
I'm sorry. I didn't let
okay,
you finish.
Thank
the
you.
Parents were signing the agreements.
Yes, the parents were signing the agreement, but those minors are not held to those same agreements.
Okay. But. What I'm saying is, in this last court case, there is a woman who, in Chicago, mm-hmm. even though we were told as the public that this case was pertaining to more assault charges, this Chicago case had nothing to do with assault charges or sexual assault charges. This Chicago case had to do with a woman who filed $4 million lawsuit against him, and it was defaulted on. because he couldn't make it to court because he was in court in another state for what he's currently accused of, which is racketeering. A lot of people think he's accused of sexual assault, but he only got convicted of racketeering. Now, let's get into it.
So, I'm thinking...
So, he won the case. He won the $4 million appeal default case. He's won it, and that's over with. It's done. Cut it. It's clear. It's cut. He don't have to pay this woman. She was a grown-ass woman when she entered into this non-disclosure agreement with him, and she was grown. She was not a minor.
Whoever she was.
Yeah, whoever. They're not naming her in the article, which you guys can find on Chicago Daily Law Bulletin. Or you could just look up the fucking court documents. Because a lot of people are believing everything that they put out in the media about everybody. Like, what's going on with Jonathan Majors? Mm-hmm. They're believing everything they hear. Oh, my God. It must be real. No, don't believe it. Because the Me Too movement was not put in place for these lying-ass bitches. It was put in place for people who actually fucking suffered from
No, but I'm saying that Mike Tyson went to the hotel room with this girl. This girl went to his hotel room.
That was here in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Yeah, Indianapolis, Indiana. And he had to spend time in prison here because she decided in the middle
after
of sex.
After they had sex, right?
Nope. After.
It was after they had sex.
But in the middle of sex, she said that she didn't want to have sex with him. Mm-mm. Well, this is... I'm just basing off of what I've read and the articles in the past and when it happened. But whatever.
Well, that's kind of like what Mystico's going through. Mystico had sex with a girl, and then his bodyguards came in, and she didn't want to have sex with the bodyguards. According to her, the bodyguards claimed that they didn't receive any rejection from her, but now that
they probably did,
out in the light that she had sex with all these men, she's saying, you know, I didn't consent to all of them. I did consent to him, but he's the one being locked up for
rape. I don't understand how that works.
He's the one being locked up for rape.
I thought that was older.
This is his new case too. He's facing basically the same exact case that he faced when he went to jail the first time, of him allowing other people to have sex with somebody he had sex with consensually. And then his friends and stuff wanted to join in on the action. And these girls are saying that that's not what they consented to. They only consented to having sex with him. But now he's considered the rapist in all of this. But anyways, let's go on into it. Taraji made Times Magazine. Let's go be so happy. Happy place. Like Jennifer said. But Taraji has made Time Magazine, according to her IG place. Yeah, Jennifer Hudson calls her show The Happy Place.
Okay.
But anyways, Taraji P. Henson has made Time's 2024 Woman of the Year.
Oh, yes. She made the list.
There's a whole list.
Oh, yeah.
She's one of them. She's Woman of the Year, one of them, for Time 2024 list. Yes, she is.
And niggas for Trump.
And you can go look that up on her IG page, how she's talking about how honored she is to be, you know, named one of the Time 2024 list Women of the Year.
I was looking for...
And I think she made that list because she spoke up about the discrepancies in pay between black or people of color, actresses of color, but she said black.
Well,
you know,
period.
Not being paid, you know, the same, you know, equally. They're not being paid equally. And that's why she made this list, because she spoke up. She spoke out, and she's considered a trailblazer now. Even though she wasn't the first one to
do it.
No, she
was not.
She is the most popular actress.
Yes.
Or artist to do it in our time. You know. And I like it. Well, let's get into Strange World. Because this is Strange World. We ain't picked out a theme song for Strange World yet.
Yeah, we have not.
But Warren Buffett, you guys know who Warren Buffett is.
I think he's about to die any day now.
Warren Buffett is a 93-year-old investment icon. If you haven't heard, I think he's one of the richest men in the world. In the world, he has been married for 70 years.
I bet he was
70 years. And here's his advice: if you want a marriage to last, look for someone with lower expectations. Do y'all remember that segment from In Living Color?
Yes,
but Warren Buffett actually said this. He said, if you want a marriage to last, look for someone with low expectations. God damn.
That nigga look like he gonna die in a day now.
That's crazy. So, I don't think so. I think he looks pretty nice. Like, look at him.
He looks better than
Trump and Biden. Okay. Why would you
say
it's Photoshop?
I'll give you that.
Y'all can go look up the story on finance.yahoo.com.
I'm about to look up this nigga. Warren Buffett.
He's 93. But he giving out sound advice that people need to listen to. Hey, I don't think you need low expectations to find your mate. I don't think that's the thing to do. And I do not think that he is correct. Maybe he needed to find a bitch with low expectations. This beautiful that he can stay married to for 70 years. But everybody don't have to do that. I mean, my husband.
Oh, look, he do not look as good as that picture. Look. It's a big difference. No, it's not the same.
Okay, maybe he has some makeup. Yeah, it looked like he had
That nigga old.
He has some rouge or something. Yeah.
He did. He has makeup on.
Yeah, but he got his right
hand. But actually, come on. Let's give it to him.
He's looking great to me. For 93, though.
Yes, 93. He looks great.
He looked better than Trump and Biden, keep it real.
Yes, he did.
He looked younger.
He looked
than
the same age as Trump and Biden, and he got them by, for, what, 10, 15 years?
Yeah, he got them by 10 to 15 years, you know, or 10. I don't know how old the motherfuckers are, but they the oldest president.
Well, Warren Buffett was born in 1930. So he's born during the, he's born just after, like our grandmother, he was born just after the Black Tuesday, the, what do you call it? The stock market crash.
Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is, Warren Buffett look young, and he's giving
that
out
nigga
advice 5'10". On how to stay married.
He ain't even short. He ain't even short, nigga. He's 5'10".
That's pretty short.
Sure. Well, that's average height of a nigga, of a man, of a man. Let's
in
be
today's
real.
Society. Though?
No,
not in today's society.
No, when I was growing up,
when we were younger. Yeah. Not today's society. You know, the men are a lot taller. But the iPhone has recently been experiencing a lot of glitches. And it went out for an entire day. On the new phones, you said? You got an iPhone.
It affected the newer phones. So I have an iPhone 10. Mm-hmm. iPhone 10. And I when all this, when they was putting out this,
these rumors or stories.
No, it was a fact, though.
Yeah, I mean, it was a fact, but
okay, so
it didn't happen to all iPhones.
People were complaining about how iPhone was not working a couple days ago. Yeah, my iPhone was working just fine, and couldn't find out. It's because it's an iPhone 10, iPhone XR.
But you saying what iPhones was affected?
My husband has a iPhone 13.
And his phone was
affected. We're on iPhone 15 right now, I believe. I don't remember.
Is it 15?
I don't know. It's something close.
Anyways, the newer iPhones were the ones that were most affected and being used. And the government, to me, is the reason. I think that, you know, a lot of these new phone contracts.
It reminds me of that movie that claims that Obama and Michelle are the producers of the movie. What's that movie called again? The movie. We watched it together. It was a good movie.
What was it called?
Where these people, they
world ends.
Yeah.
Or something.
Where they had reserved this Airbnb. Remember? Mm-hmm. And the Airbnb was actually owned by a black man and his daughter.
End of the world movie, Netflix. We just asked Google because Google knows.
Google, tell me.
End of the world
Google,
movie
Google it,
on Netflix.
Google it, bitch.
Leave the world behind.
Yes.
There's a new one called ISS. It's coming out. But I don't know if that's associated with Netflix. I think it's coming out in theaters. But it's kind of like the same storyline, but they're up in space. Ooh. So, okay. And they're still following directives if somebody was alive on Earth and the Earth is ended.
Google it, bitch.
Really crazy.
Google it, bitch.
Okay, so why the iPhones are being hacked, you know, because all y'all information is being shared. If you don't know, now you know.
How old-ass iPhone holders like me ain't had no problem.
Yeah, y'all keep on holding on to that shit.
Y'all phones is fucked up.
Well, this is what's crazy. What's going on? Like, we need y'all to really clear that lace front off of the top of y'all eyebrows and pay attention.
World
no, we're still on get that lace front. Get that lace front.
Always get that lace front.
No, we're still on it right now. Get that lace front because niggas is for Trump, apparently.
Niggas for Trump.
Yes, there's t-shirts and everything.
That's my nigga.
Trump is they nigga. And they said,
no, that's what the white man said. That's my nigga.
I don't know, but there's a whole organization.
He said that to that dude with this shirt on that said niggas for Trump.
Was it a white man?
The white man said, that's my nigga.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
He didn't say that.
I swear to God, I know my kids, he said that shit.
Okay, according to this storyline by Rumble.com, this nigga, he is.
Didn't he say he was,
he's actually like, selling t-shirts. And the t-shirt says, niggas for Trump, y'all.
Man, we need to come up with some good ones. We're going to do a female's. Black females for Trump. Black bitches for Trump. That'd be cool. We can do that. No.
Hold on.
I don't agree with it, but it'd be some good making. That would be a good making money making venture.
Let's play black what he says. No, I want to
play. Black bitches for Trump. We black.
No, I'm not for Trump.
No, I'm not.
I
but
do that video.
Come on. We can get back on that shit. Come on, T. Come on. Get our fucking, like, this, you know, how, like, is, we both like the off the shoulder, like, look. With the shirt,
it's crazy,
and
y'all.
We're gonna get the off the shoulder look, and we're gonna do like bitches for Trump, black bitches. Yeah,
but this is why it's so strange. And
instead
this
of
is
niggas
why,
for Trump, we're gonna do black bitches.
This
for
is
Trump.
The strange world we that
okay,
we live
I'm
in.
I'm done playing. I'm not gonna do that shit.
No, this is the strange world we live in. Rumble.com posted this interview of this black man who is wearing or selling these shirts called
Niggas
for
Trump.
Yeah, he says that Trump. He was... Okay, let's play it. Let's say what he said. He can say what he said more than we can say what he said. He can say it the right way. He can say it the right way. Okay, he's not saying it yet, but we're going to skip this ad so he can say what he's going to say.
You have an hour this week.
No, what the fuck is this? This is another ad. But anyway.
I think you fucked
why
up.
The ads? Is ass, no, the ads. The ads is crazy. Okay, here he goes.
You want to know why I'm here to support President Trump? Because they done did black
Brother
men
Trump.
Like this for decades. Make up charges and put on so I know Trump is innocent. I support Trump against this corrupt two-tier justice system. That's why I'm here to show my support as a black man for Trump. And I'm wearing my shirt, Niggas for Trump 2024, and I mean that.
Hey, what do you think about the indictments?
Oh, it's a bunch of bullshit. It's going around the country. You know, Fannie Willis, she's a, she went to school with my sister. She's full of shit. She was full of shit then. So she's a puppet for the white liberal. And that is controlling everything. She's in front, but the white liberal back there pulling those strings telling her what to do.
The black girl in the interview got on the Make America Great hat and...
That's a white woman.
It's going to elevate them all the way. Yeah, I think she'll make some.
Well, she's our complexion, but she's still a white woman.
Oh, you calling her like,
no,
like
she's a white woman. No, look at her, but she's our complexion. Our no, that bitch is white.
Okay.
It's considered white.
Yeah. No, she's not. She's black.
That woman next to him is probably his wife. And that woman is...
Oh, my name is Niggas for Trump 2024.
The reporter said, can we get a name? But no, that chick in the back of him, she's not white.
She is. She looks
black. She got on a blonde wig and a Trump hat, which probably like one of them wig hats.
But her complexion is the same as ours, so.
No, she's darker than us, okay. Girl. Stop playing.
Whatever.
Yeah. She's voluptuous.
No,
she's black.
Right now.
No, I'm not. That girl
Wait,
is black. What? You can just pull up the picture.
Okay.
Look. Black is all day long, Gina. She's black.
She's black.
Black, black. She black, with a black. Nike a shirt on and a Make America black, Great black,
black,
hat.
She black.
She blackity black black, but black black with blonde hair from the Beyonce collection.
Yes.
Or maybe Karen Huger. I don't know. She got blonde wig from somewhere.
She's black.
She's definitely black. She's in the background smiling. But when you're
just looking at...
No, she's laughing like when the reporter was like, what is your name? The reporter's like, what is your name? And he said, my name is Niggas for Trump. That's my name. That's my name. He didn't want to give his real name.
Be a nigga for Trump.
No, but he your face he is on there.
He was,
Your whole face is on the internet, which you said no, that he you did for admit, Trump.
No, before this, he did... Was it for... No, after this, he admitted that he was
just remember. Trying to sell t-shirts or something?
No, that he was a politician.
He's a Republican, black Republican?
Yeah.
Okay, so he a black Republican, but whatever. He's a nigga for Trump. That's what he said his name is.
Nigga and that's his name. For old Trump.
And like I said, y'all can go look that shit up on rumble.com.
Hey, you can look it up anywhere because it's just going
to But this is RUMBLE.com where he did the interview with him promoting his shirt.
And that bitch, I thought she was a white bitch next niggas to from him. Trump.
No, that chick next to him that is video black.
And I thought she was white.
No, she's not. She's definitely she's black. Not white. She's
when you
black.
Get a closer look, like when Tiana, like, you know, did that shit you do when you went to
see scan into the picture. Yeah. But anyways, that's part of the strange world that we're living in. It's definitely part of the strange world. But speaking of niggas for Trump, Charleston White, who is a very controversial public figure and comedian, he's been all over social media talking about how he is for Trump, too. He's been on his IG page. He's been on the YouTube. He's been on TikTok. Now, what I found of Charleston White was on TikTok. Charleston White is a comedian, and he's for Trump as well. Yes.
I'm not for Biden. I'm not for Trump.
What you mean?
I'm not for either one of them niggas.
Who would be? Like, just because those are our two choices does not mean that you have to be...
Should not be.
...affiliated with either one. Okay?
Mm-mm.
But Charleston White, he put up a TikTok on how, you know, he is definitely for Trump. And a lot of people are sharing it and, you know, they're not too happy with these diehard Trump supporters. But here goes. Here goes Charleston White interview on TikTok where he's talking about, you know, how he's a Trump supporter. Okay.
I'm a diehard Trump supporter. In my household, you got Martin Luther King, you got Jesus, and you got Donald Trump.
King, you got Jesus, and you got Donald Trump.
Not in that particular order, but Martin Luther King, Jesus, and Donald Trump.
Why you got Donald Trump? You know, I'm a straight Democrat, but I'm for the best person.
Yes,
but
sir.
Now, why you got Donald Trump?
Because I paid attention in school when I was a kid, I know the true history of both the Republican and Democratic
Party.
Let's
be real here. No, I ain't trying to be funny. Really I would never vote for that nigga.
During the Nixon-Southern strategy, that one became more
powerful than the other. Well, let's be real here.
In dealing with black people.
He is not Democrats. A part
we
of
got
the
away. We were the Republicans' friends. We was their friends, but we were the
this
Democrats.
This is edited, you guys, but it's basically exactly what he said.
The origins of the Ku Klux Klan, it originated out of the Democratic Party.
The Ku Klux Klan?
It did.
Okay, whatever
every
means.
Every civil rights legislation that ever has been passed in this country was authored, written,
and
sponsored, they and voted on 100%
okay,
by Republicans
so with
and not
Nixon.
Democrats.
Nixon.
Every civil rights legislation.
Well, what you gonna do?
So who cares about any of that when Nixon...
Hold on. I remember being 6-7 years old.
Okay, but Nixon
seeing
changed
Donald
all that
Trump
shit.
Receiving an award with Muhammad Ali, Rosa Parks, from the NAACP.
What?
Yeah.
Not
look,
only
got
that,
a picture.
He engaged and interacted in our culture from the 80s throughout the 90s and even the 2000s.
Okay, so y'all can go look up the rest of that.
Donald Trump had an award?
Yeah, from the NAACP.
Oh, God.
Yep, he was pictured with Rosa Parks and everybody, but nobody remembers the pictures that he had with his white supremacist grandparents that were leaders of the Ku Klux Klan when he was like probably in his 30s or 40s.
Mm-mm, he was younger than that.
It looked like he was older than that, girl. I'm not even going to lie to you. But he took a picture, and we all know that his granddaddy was one of the grandmasters of the Ku Klux Klan.
Yes, he was.
And he took a picture of his grandmother and his granddaddy
in their picture.
Ku Klux Klan clothing.
But those are that's his grandmother and grandfather.
Mama. I don't care.
Mama, can I have some? Mm-hmm.
Where? If you are not a racist,
why would you take a picture?
Didn't take a picture with them.
He did take the picture.
That's not him in that picture. Okay.
What are you talking about? In what picture, Gina?
He was never in a picture with the Ku Klux Klan.
That was his grandmother and his granddaddy. They had on their Ku Klux Klan attire.
That's his grandmother and grandfather.
But they were sporting their Ku Klux Klan grandmaster attire. And he was in the picture. So he did take a picture.
Where is he in the picture?
What you mean? Where is the picture?
I'm not for Trump at all, but he was not in that picture.
Oh, you don't want me to pull up the picture? Okay,
pull up the picture.
I'm about to pull up the picture.
That's not him in that picture.
Okay,
it's Grammy looking at his grandfather in that picture.
No, that's both of them. What do you mean? Your husband just showed me this shit.
Okay.
Yeah, it was in the picture with his grandmama. Okay, Trump in the picture with his grandmother. I'm asking Google, y'all. Google it. Okay. Trump in the picture with his grandfather and grandmother in their Ku Klux Klan attire.
Not.
You want me to make you one?
Those are going to be images.
Bam, it's the first picture that pop up. What you mean? That ain't Trump?
Oh, yeah, damn.
Damn.
That's definitely Trump.
Is that Trump? Is that Trump? That's what exactly I typed in. You heard what I asked Google and what popped up. The picture of him in...
I apologize to my sister. I'm sorry.
That is the Grandmaster logo.
That is definitely...
That's the Grandmaster logo for Donald
Trump.
Yeah, I know.
His grandmother and his grandfather are wearing the Grandmaster logos for the Ku Klux Klan. Well, his grandfather has on the Grandmaster, and she's the Grand Supremist. It's basically, she's the maiden of the Ku Klux Klan.
Uh-huh. So him saying nigga in that interview.
For him saying nigga in that interview, he believed it.
He still don't give him his black card at all.
What black card? Who gave Trump a black card?
But he feel like
Trump will never get a black card. What the fuck?
Oh, God. He thinks he needs a black card? But he did say in his first election that if you don't vote for me and you are black, you're not black.
No, that was Biden.
That was Trump.
I forgot.
Okay, Gina want me to look at Google it again.
Google it again.
Who said if you don't blow for me, you're not black?
That's what Doug told me.
Oh, Biden did say that. Goddamn. Biden said it. But girl, both of them motherfuckers is racist. That's all I can say. I ain't vote for Trump. I ain't vote for Biden. And I'm never going to vote for either one of them because they're both racist. But Trump... Showed up in the picture with the Grandmaster. That's all I'm saying.
The word
I'm
racist.
Voting for Kanye.
What you mean, the word racist?
Racist is, yeah. Because black people be seeing all kind of bad shit about and stereotypes about. Mm-hmm. A lot of racism is based on stereotypes, right?
Okay. Go ahead.
But a lot of people use stereotypes to describe people. And so how can you say that only white people are racist because they have the power structure?
What? I never said that.
Well, that's what a lot of black people say.
Mm-hmm. Damn, these tortilla chips is good. Freshly baked. But anyway, I'm finished eating this tortilla chip. Okay.
Tortilla chips.
All right.
Oh, like, Laura from...
Yeah, let's get into this strange world we live in, though. Omarion. He recently was nominated to being the most unbothered artist of the decade. Yeah, I said it. He said he was unbothered, honey. And I want y'all to hear it because this was posted. The interview was posted on his IG page. No, say it, Janet. Talk your shit.
Because I've been following you before I joined Honestly Unbothered podcast.
Oh, thank you.
I was already following you, and I did not.
Let me toot my horn. I had to toot my horn. Okay, go on here. Talk your shit. What you got to say about our Marion being named the most unbothered artist?
Well, where did that most unbothered artist come from?
What you mean, where it come from?
No, I
it came from Honestly Unbothered. What you mean?
We know, Tiana.
Okay. But, she being unbothered. But anyways, LLC Incorporated. Go ahead.
Yes.
I ain't talking shit. But I want to play his...
To the point where, oh, girl, when you sent her that cease and desist letter, that shit.
Yes, I did. And she desist. Okay, so... That Divine Con no, Fitness Tiana, tell on what Instagram.
Tell Lord what you get it did.
We'll talk about that in a minute. We'll after the podcast, because we got to get this done. But Divine Con Fitness on Instagram, they posted this interview that Omarion did. About him being the most unbothered artist of all time. Okay,
no, we the most unbothered.
But this is what Omarion saying, home, because Omarion apparently.
Holmes? What you doing?
He.
And I'm gonna let y'all in on a little nugget.
Don't fuck with nobody
that's peaceful.
Right.
I'm for real.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it means so much to them. You know, being able to get in a position where nothing bothers you. Unbothered. You know what I mean? Like, you know, shout out to my fans again for dubbing me Mr. Unbothered. Mm-hmm. But, you know, to arrive to that state when I know.
He shouted us out, didn't he?
And in that trying to push
me
over the edge. You know, it just gave me another power and another, you know, realization about myself. And the world needs to understand the importance of emotional intelligence. You actually make a lot of...
Yeah.
You'll make better decisions if you have emotional intelligence. You know, I'm going to let you...
Okay, so basically he did the interview, and again, the Instagram that posted him doing this interview is called Divine Con. That's Divine Khan Fitness on Instagram, and so they posted him doing this interview of him being the most. The most unbothered artist. But he said his fans dubbed him that before this interview came into fruition. And what I like to say is, thank you, Omarion. Thank you for, you know, giving us these free promotions. Because Honestly Unbothered, we have, now that Gina has joined the podcast, we remain Honestly Unbothered, honey. That's what we do. And I send out a cease to desist whoever want to try to use my shit because I am LLC Incorporated. But thanks for the free promotions. So, his speech is cool.
Oh, it was Jemele Hill. Honestly Unbothered.
Oh, Jemele Hill. Yeah, I forgot about her.
Jemele Hill is Honestly Unbothered.
Yeah, she changed that.
That's why.
No. Whatever. The cease to desist works with her. But, you know, we could have went to court, but I'm glad she didn't want to take it there. But Mia Coppola, Crazy AF.
Oh, my fucking tooth hurts.
That movie was Crazy AF. So Mia Coppola, what does it mean in Spanish? You said it means...
My bad. Well,
okay.
Well, in its most simplest terms. Does not literally mean my bad.
Well, this is the new Tyler Perry movie.
Through my fault.
The new Tyler Perry movie on Netflix is called Mia Coppola.
Which I said Mia Coppola. Mia Coppola.
Coppola.
Which is actually we call it a legal term.
A legal term. In Latin it means that you assume responsibility for basically a legal action that you did not commit. So that's what it means.
No, that you're associated with.
You might be associated with it, but you didn't commit. Yeah. Okay. That you're assuming, basically. It means that you're assuming.
But I cannot prove my.
You cannot prove your innocence, but you're assuming responsibility, basically, for the crime at hand. But this movie starred Kelly Rowland. And what I can say about the movie, the plot was crazy.
You watched her whole.
Oh my God, I did. I watched it last night. You guys. Happy Sippy Sundays, but it was an amazing movie, but it also was unrealistic because the character that played the dude that Kelly Rowland's character was into. Uh-huh. I don't want to give no spoilers, but y'all can go look at it for yourself on Netflix. But I feel like it was unrealistic. Period. Point blank. Like the other people that reviewed the movie, they were like, oh, it was like, what lawyer would fall for this dude? You know, what type of lawyer or a woman in their right mind would fall for this type of dude?
I done felt some shady ass niggas.
Not like this
nigga. No,
this nigga though.
No, yeah, no. But it's comparable. Mm-hmm. Like this nigga. Mm-hmm. I was with him for 5.5 years and I did not know he was a fucking... I did not know he had a cocaine problem.
Wow.
No, I didn't. And the bad part about it is I was warned by my sister. Mm-hmm. And I was with that nigga for so long before I found out. It wasn't until he left me for the bitch with no teeth that was pregnant by him.
Damn.
That I realized my sister was telling me some shit. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to listen to what people are telling you what's going on. You don't want to realize that you're fucking up. And people telling you fucking up. You don't want that shit on your head. Like it's very complicated. I mean, if you want to find out how bitches handle this shit when their lives and their relationships is contradicting what they see, we can always look at Risa Tisa. We can always look at Risa Tisa. She'll let you know. Mm-hmm. And like I.
Who the fuck did I marry, right?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't marry that nigga. Thank God.
I mean, or in a relationship.
But he did ask me to marry that nigga. He did ask me to marry him, but thank God I did not marry that nigga. Anyway.
Yeah, thank the Lord.
So what's next on the books?
Like the little next on the books is lying like it look. And let's get on into it.
Do it. You're lying.
Okay, we ain't got that much time left, so let's go on into it. Beyonce and Tina Knowles, her mom, recently released a new.
Look it good. Look, this pussy just lost.
What happened right there? What? Why did you start? That.
I don't know.
I'm so confused.
But anyway, it was something you said that made me think about
Beyonce
that
and Tina Knowles. They recently launched their new hair care brand. You still got me laughing. I'm gonna do it now.
Get good. That's so suck funny. This pussy just like you.
But
should.
in their
right now.
Hold on, Gina. Good. In their advertisement for their new hair brand, their hair care line.
Wait.
Called Sacred. With that's C-E, sacred.
But I don't understand how that works. I know that
it's a hyphen over the E.
An S sound.
No, there's a hyphen over the E. You know they.
Okay, but I don't like the way that.
They country girl.
They could have did better. They could have did better on the name.
I think I like sacred.
Just my opinion.
You know they could have did better on the hair shoe because this is what I'm saying. They lying like they look.
Whatever. Lying like you look.
God damn it. They lying like they look because. The hair shoot for the hair brand. They was wearing wigs. I don't understand. Like, if you promoting a hair care line, why are you on there doing a photo shoot
the same
with a
person
wig
that
on?
Got hair down to her back and wears wigs?
Oh, me?
Oh, did I say that?
Hey, I'm not promoting no hair care line. Your if hair. I was... Doing a hair care line. Maybe I plan to do in the future.
And you
but
don't wear
if
but
I
wigs,
do a photo shoot for my hair care line, I'm going to have my own hair out. I'm not going to be Will rocking
you?
No weed.
You don't see that shit.
For sure. Why would not? If I'm doing a launch for my hair care brand line, I'm going to wear my own hair. They was rocking wigs. Her and her mama and the baby.
Definitely rocking
and the baby
wigs.
was all rocking the wigs.
And the weaves.
Like, in the weaves. And I did not understand not the concept. Too. Like, everybody on the internet is going crazy. They like, why is this a thing? That's why I say it's in our segment for Line Like You Look. But also, Beyonce and Jay-Z, y'all heard they're going through a lot of turmoil right now. You know, everybody in the industry is talking about Jay-Z and how he is going to be the next on the chopping block to get canceled.
Some shit that was made up.
What you think is made up? What was made up?
Because he
wouldn't... Talk about it. Talk your shit, Jenny.
He wouldn't be able to last this long if there was really something...
What?
He had answered.
Didn't it take this long for Cassie to come out with her allegations against P. Diddy? Yeah, all these years. It took her many years for her to come out with these allegations against P. Diddy.
Okay.
They have not been together for like 10 years, and she just now coming out with these allegations against him. And but now there are also allegations surfacing.
It's because she realized she was getting fucked
20
up.
To 15 years ago or 10 years ago.
She felt like she was getting fucked financially.
Well, there's a lot of artists coming out talking about Jay-Z.
But
now.
Beyonce is not getting fucked financially.
What do you mean?
She got that money on her own. She
this
get all
ain't
got
nothing to do with Beyonce.
She don't need.
They're saying the things that he's going through in the industry.
But she don't
with
need
these
that
allegations.
Nigga.
Of course she don't need him. So that's what they're saying. The rumor is, Lying Like You Look rumors, is that she's pregnant and she's divorcing him at the same time.
Whatever.
These are the new rumors, y'all.
I was believing when
these
I see
rumors
it.
Came out yesterday. They are on the headlines.
I will
and
believe
Beyonce
it when
is
I see
supposed
it.
To be leaving this man. But okay. Tina, her mom's according to Answers magazine, her mom is saying everything's okay. Okay.
Okay.
Everything's fine. Everything's fine. Well, okay. Let's talk about shit that ain't fine. We all know Krishan and Blueface is, you know, retarded. And their relationship is very volatile.
That damn baby video. She need her ass kicked.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that baby video because I want to go into Artist of the Day, but Krishan put out a video about her baby daddy drama with Blueface. Yeah. We all know he's locked up, but she wants to talk about her drama with him, and her song is actually called Baby Daddy Drama. Yes.
Baby Daddy Drama.
Yes. Yeah, baby Daddy Drama with Krishan. So, I don't know.
I don't know why you cannot find that
and
song.
And I don't know where I can find it.
But it's.
But I'm pretty sure I sent it to you. Didn't I send it to you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's go to YouTube and find the song. Okay. Keep it real. Keep it real. When your segments don't line up, you can just Google it. What, Gina? What is going on right now?
I don't know.
She's feeling good.
She's feeling amazing. She is feeling the amazingness. Yes. Baby Daddy Drama by Krishan Rock. Baby Daddy. No, it's Baby Father. That's
right
why
now.
I can't find it. It's Baby Father.
Okay, so yeah. So
go ahead.
Our time has gone short because we only have like
we almost done. Let's get this popping and real finish real fast.
We should not.
This is the official video. And she put her 1 month old Krishan Jr.
Krishan's on bullshit anyway.
Yeah, this song is trash.
She named her son Krishan Jr.
Let's just play a little bit of the song.
We are not on the right to this. We are not. What is it? We're not like. Where's the word? Something. No, but this has nothing to do with us. But this is Krishan Rock. And she suck, and she suck. And she suck, and she suck, and she suck.
I was praying up to God, I was searching. Can't you
tell me
love? No, I've performed against this.
Suck, suck, suck. She's sucking that dick. She's sucking on it good. She's sucking on, what's his name, Blueface? She's sucking on his dick. And she's sucking good.
No, she's not. The boy's in jail, Gina. He's locked up. She's not sucking on nobody's dick. Right
but that
now.
Song is sucks
this
dick.
This song
sucks ass. Song sucks dick.
Yeah, but anyway, that was Krishan mumbling to her new song, Baby Father Drama.
But I can't even go through that
Yo, check this. That shit got 3.5 something million views.
I bet she did.
That's all I can say.
I bet she did.
Okay, but I wanted to go in and play her sister's song, who turns out to be our artist of the day. But, you know, Lying Like You Look, I think her and her dude, they put out songs to make money. They put out storylines to make money. They know how to make money. They know how to get the attention. They know how to get the drama attracted to them. But her sister is a very talented female. And she,
I wish I could sing like Tsiki. I wish I could do something like Tsiki.
You said Tsiki.
No, that's what you told me.
Her name is Tsiki.
I wish I could do something like Tsiki. Yeah, I was wrong, you guys.
Her name is Tsiki.
Tsiki, 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 Tsiki.
But this is one of Tsiki's songs, who's been doing music for over 5 years.
Right.
But she's been putting out YouTube videos and everything for 5 years.
I'm ready to go to sleep. Yeah.
Let's get this girl to bed. But Tsiki's song is called Realist Me.
It is our artist of the day.
And she's our artist of the day. Once again, because she kills it.
Turn me up a little bit.
Turn her up a little bit, Jim.
Why can't you be realize me? I'm giving you all that you need. Oh, baby, I'm just so slow. Tripping off of your show. Trying to stay afloat, cause I'm a real one. I'm a real one. Why can't you be as real as me? I don't understand why you're trying to be my enemy. Used to be my fan, why you singing all my melodies? I don't feel the love, baby, keep the same energy.
Yeah, that's nice. That's nice.
Yes.
That's nice. Y'all can go look that up on YouTube on her page.
And unfortunately,
you are going to have to like
Tsiki
on Instagram.
Tsiki on her YouTube. Realist Me is a cold ass song, but that's only one of her hits that she got. She's banging. That's all I can say. But let's go on to Nappy Time Stories.
Okay, this Nappy Time Stories is fucking crazy.
Yes, it's crazy. So, according to Fox59.com. The constable for the Center Township, she actually had to terminate all of her deputies.
All of her
not
deputies.
Not one.
But why?
Not two.
But why?
Not three.
But why?
All of them. She fired all of them. Now, let y'all know that she has nothing to do with the hiring process. Exactly. She does not work in HR. But she has something to do with that firing process.
Did she not?
She fired everybody. Everybody, she said, you got to go. Y'all is out of here. But what this got me to thinking, like, I had to look up, like, how many cases in Center Township are awarded to the plaintiff, which is usually.
You got plenty of.
Usually the real estate company. It's like the realtor, the,
I went to court with you and you won hella cases.
Yeah, but that's just me. That's not everybody, Gina. 98% of their cases are won by the landlord. And the judge has relationships with the lawyers and the property management companies. She has personal relationships with them. Like, they do barbecues and shit, girl. I'll call you next Monday type of barbecue. Shit. You know what I'm saying? Somebody need to look into that. Because when you have a personal relationship with somebody, you should not be able to preside over that case.
No, but that's how it works. Mm-hmm.
But again, some of these deputies have personal relationships with people that worked at the Center Township office. And that's how they were able to be hired. But this is what I want Indiana to do. Oh. Go ahead and look into that shit. And we're going to like to thank y'all for listening to another episode of Honestly Unbothered. But let y'all know that people is bothered by what's going on in Center Township. And look and into that shit. And apparently,
Omarion is unbothered.
Yeah, but not as unbothered as me.
You'll never be unbothered as you, because you're the one who had this whole motherfucking
shit. Planned out for years. I've had this podcast for years, you guys.
For a long time.
You know, Gina G decided or to join this
Before people started saying unbothered.
Oh, but instead of leading off with our regular outro song, you know, bitches gonna be mad. We're gonna lead out with you know, Why the Fuck Did I Get Married song.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah,
they
yeah.
They turned
yeah.
it into a hey, song. Hey, go Risa Tisa.
Wait, what?
No, that's it. It's coming out.
Oh, sorry.
There it is.
Flags. I mean, you would have thought I was colorblind. Who the fuck did I marry? Who the fuck did I marry?
Who the fuck did I marry? Who the fuck did I marry?
Who the fuck did I marry? Red flags. It's been a red flag. Red flags. So many red flags. I mean, you would have thought I was colorblind. Who the fuck did I marry?
Who the fuck did I marry?